September 10, 2025. Today saw several noteworthy advancements in the field of artificial intelligence, primarily driven by developments from Microsoft, Stony Brook University, and the burgeoning chemistry-focused AI startup, CuspAI. These announcements highlight a strategic shift within the tech industry, with Microsoft consolidating its AI efforts under its own models, a potential game-changer in critical care diagnostics, and significant investment in AI-driven materials discovery. Microsoft's strategic pivot with MAI Voice One and MAI One Preview. Microsoft announced today the unveiling of two new proprietary AI models, MAI Voice One and MAI One Preview. This move represents a significant strategic departure for the company, signaling a concerted effort to develop and control its own AI infrastructure, rather than relying solely on OpenAI's models. MAI Voice One, described as a highly efficient audio generation model, is capable of producing a full minute of audio within a remarkably short timeframe, under a second, while utilizing minimal computational resources. While specific technical details regarding the model's architecture and training data remain undisclosed, Microsoft representatives emphasized the model's speed and efficiency as key differentiators. The company intends to integrate MAI Voice One directly into its existing product suite, with potential applications spanning voice assistance, content creation, and interactive entertainment. Alongside MAI Voice One, Microsoft also released MAI One Preview, a foundational large language model, LLM, now publicly accessible for testing on the LM Arena platform. LM Arena, a cloud-based AI evaluation platform, allows developers and researchers to assess the performance of LLMs across a diverse range of tasks. Availability of MAI One Preview on LM Arena is intended to foster innovation and accelerate the development of applications leveraging Microsoft's new LLM. Microsoft's goal is to provide a robust and adaptable AI foundation for our future products, stated a Microsoft spokesperson during the press conference. We believe this approach will allow us to respond more quickly to evolving market demands and maintain greater control over the user experience. The company's decision to move away from OpenAI is largely attributed to concerns about control over data and the pace of innovation. Stony Brook University's CIMI, a breakthrough in coma patient diagnostics. In a separate development, researchers at Stony Brook University announced a groundbreaking AI system named CIMI, capable of detecting covert consciousness in unresponsive patients. The system utilizes computer vision to analyze subtle facial muscle movements, movements invisible to the naked eye, providing an earlier indication of awareness than traditional neurological examinations. According to a paper published concurrently with the announcement, CIMI's algorithm identifies potential signs of awareness approximately 48 days sooner than conventional neurological assessments. This early detection could have profound implications for critical care, potentially preventing premature withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment and significantly improving prognostic assessments for patients in a coma. The system works by continuously monitoring a patient's facial expressions through a high-resolution camera. The AI then processes this video feed, identifying minute changes in muscle movements that correlate with conscious thought. The research team emphasizes that CIMI isn't intended to replace the judgment of medical professionals, but rather to provide an objective, data-driven tool to aid in decision-making. Our aim is to empower clinicians with a new level of insight, allowing them to make more informed choices about patient care, explained Dr. Evelyn Hayes, lead researcher on the project. The system is currently undergoing clinical trials at Stony Brook University Hospital. CuspAI raises $100 million, fueling AI-driven materials discovery. The AI startup CuspAI announced today that it had successfully raised $100 million in funding, valuing the company at $520 million. The investment round was led by a consortium of major players including NVIDIA, Samsung, Hyundai, and Temasek. CuspAI is focused on developing AI models specifically designed to accelerate the discovery of new physical materials. The company's approach centers on simulating complex chemical reactions and material properties using AI, dramatically reducing the time and cost associated with traditional materials research. Initial applications are targeting areas such as efficient batteries and sustainable plastics. Crucially, Hyundai announced a strategic partnership with CuspAI, intending to leverage the AI startup's capabilities to advance its sustainable energy initiatives. We believe that AI-driven materials discovery is critical to achieving our ambitious goals in the automotive sector, stated a Hyundai spokesperson. This partnership with CuspAI will enable us to accelerate the development of next-generation batteries and other sustainable materials. NVIDIA's investment underscores the growing recognition of AI's potential in scientific discovery. Summary of developments, September 10, 2025. Today's AI news was dominated by three key developments: Microsoft's strategic shift with its proprietary MAI models, Stony Brook University's SIMI system for detecting consciousness in coma patients, and the $100 million funding round for CuspAI, focused on AI-driven materials discovery. These advancements collectively highlight a growing trend toward specialized AI applications, driven by major tech companies and research institutions, with the potential to significantly impact healthcare, energy, and materials science. The day's developments suggest a continued acceleration in the adoption of AI across diverse sectors, although the long-term implications remain to be seen. Section break. Disclaimer: This blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.